Well, this is a reading from our Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. And so every time Jesus came near Jerusalem, he always stayed at the house of Martha and Mary and Lazarus, the house in Bethany. So our Gospel reading is about this event. So Jesus entered a village, the village of Bethany, where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to Jesus speak. And Martha, burdened by much serving, came to Jesus and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to Martha in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. So we have a little baby in front here. Are you going to grow up to be a Martha or a Mary? In my family at home, my mother, my dad, my seven brothers and sisters, we are all Marthas. We're all project. My mother always had us doing things. And if Jesus would have came to our home and walked in there, he would have stayed for about a half hour, he would have shook his head, and walked out. So when I went into the seminary, they had to teach me to be more like a Mary, more quiet and prayerful, and reserved, and all the things that Mary seemed to be about in the Gospels. And of course, if you remember the Gospels, you remember that Martha was always in trouble with Jesus. So when Lazarus died, Jesus delayed getting there for 4 days, and when he finally got there, Mary stayed in the house because she was crying, she was sorrowful. But Martha, she ran out to see Jesus, and remember what she said to Jesus? She says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." She blamed Jesus for it. Like in the past, if you would have been here. I don't know how many of us do that, blame somebody in the past for stuff that happens. I'm sure none of us did that. And Jesus said to Mary, said to Martha, she said, Jesus says, "Martha, but your brother is going to rise again." Well, then Martha jumps way in the future. "I know he's going to rise on the last day with all the resurrection of the dead." Again, kind of insulting Jesus. And Jesus says, "Martha, I am the resurrection. Do you believe this?" So now, Martha's got to change a little bit and kind of become like Mary. She's got to pause and kind of believe. And then she says the words, "Yes, I believe." And then Jesus turns to the tomb and says, "Lazarus, come forth." And of course, the two opens and out comes Lazarus all wrapped up, alive again. So it's kind of interesting, the whole task of our lives. You know, when chaos surrounds us, when the odd struggles of life are overwhelming, maybe we should stop. Like Mary in the Gospel. Stop and say, "Lord, I believe right now, this moment, you are the one. You will turn the corner for me." Just like Abraham and Sarah. You know, believe for them, God turned the corner. I guess the task of life is to kind of become like Mary in some ways, more contemplative as we get older. I don't know if you notice, I notice in my life that things go in kind of streaks. You know, like there'll be a whole series of baptisms. Like we have a couple more baptisms coming up this time of year. And we'll have baptisms. Then all of a sudden that'll quiet down, we'll have a whole series of funerals. Sad as they are. You know, they seem to come first. In the last couple of months of my life, I've had a whole series of weddings. Which I usually don't have that many, but the last couple of months I've had a lot. It made me think about my life and weddings, and in 47 years of being a priest and being, conducting hundreds of weddings, there's two things that have never happened in a wedding for me. The first thing is that I've never been invited to a bachelor party. Weddings, they already have bachelorette parties. Never been invited. They recently put a damper on. Second thing is, never been invited to the honeymoon. Wouldn't it be a good idea for the couple to wake up in the morning and have a free there with Mass and a little Mass up there, very religiously and prayerfully, like a Marian gospel. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Those two things never happen. For priests, instead of a bachelor party, as we're approaching ordination, which is our big sacrament, like marriage, we don't have a bachelor party where priests get together and drink and go to Las Vegas. They send us away for 10 days of prayer. They say, well, now is the time to become like Mary in the gospel. Come away for 10 days of prayer, 10 days of silence, and let Jesus talk to you. You know, if you ever wanted to investigate all your worries, spend 10 days in silence thinking about a location. You'll discover all kinds of reasons why you should not do it. So I think that's why bachelor parties work, because by the time of wedding day, they don't know where they are. But the church wants priests to become a little bit like Mary, become very self-reflective, very quiet, let the Lord speak to them as they enter this new phase of being ordained priests. And then, of course, they're expected to become a Martha. Go out and work, say Mass, and hear confessions, and preach, and do all the things that priests do. Work, 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 Martha, Martha, Martha. So it seems to be a kind of a beautiful, maybe back and forthness about being Martha and Mary. Now God comes in the moments that we need to be Mary and kind of invites us to that quieter time of life. You know the poet Dante, who wrote the beautiful poet about heaven and hell and purgatory and Divine Comedy? And he lived in the 1200s, 1300s. And when he was in midlife, he was 35 years old, and he began his poem, the Divine Comedy, with the words, he said, I found myself in midlife in a very dark place. The path I was on had stopped, and I had nowhere to go. I don't know if any of you found yourself like that. And then, somehow, God helped him turn a corner, and he wrote the Divine Comedy, which was the great poems of the last 70 centuries. Dorothy Day, the great woman who started the Catholic Worker Movement. Of course, we have a Catholic Worker House here in Tucson, Arizona, that some of our parishioners go down and help out at, make sandwiches for, feed the poor of that house. And Dorothy Day, when she was a young woman, right after World War II, she was an atheist, and she was pretty much leaning into the communist way of life. She was always in jail for protesting for women's rights, and better working conditions in factories, and women's voting rights. She's always put in jail and coming out. But there's one point there where she started living with this family. She had a friend who was also with her. And the friend said, why don't you come live with me and my family for a while? And she did. But the family was Catholic. And they would go to church on Sunday. And even though Dorothy Day at that point of her life was kind of an atheist, she didn't really believe in anything, she went to church with them, to the Catholic Mass. And during that time, she started just gently believing in Christ, believing to become Catholic. She liked the church. She liked hearing about Scripture. And it kind of turned her into a different perspective of life. She was a very, and then of course, she became a very Martha. She go, oh, let's work for the poor, let's gather the poor, let's embrace the poor, let's take them and feed the poor, bathe the poor, like Christ commanded. But she had to become Mary first to discover the Martha again. So it's kind of beautiful. I think of all of you who came out to Arizona to retire. So many of you. You worked hard all your life, you worried, you raised families, you had all that anxiety, and then you think, oh good, I can now retire. So you come out to Arizona, think I've got my ball, I'm going to sit at home, I'm going to drink coffee and watch the birds. And what happens? You come out here, and then somebody gets sick. And you discover yourself becoming a caretaker. Becoming a caretaker for a parent, a spouse, a friend, maybe a priest. You become a caretaker. And then you discover that you might do more things. Many people in our congregation started working at the Catholic Worker House, started working at hospitals as visiting people, working on the borders with immigration people, helping immigrants get settled here in the United States. It seems to be the task of life that once we get quiet, God intervenes. And then God brings us to a working place. God wants us to be a Martha. But first we've got to kind of become Mary. And God will turn those different places. As we're here in the middle of summer, July, it's hot outside. Let's ask the Lord to bless us. And if there's some place in your life where there is darkness, wait training of peace that I'm striving to do. The train of God's goodness, the training that will come forward and maybe change you into another direction. The task of life. Be quiet, listen to the Lord, and then hopefully the Lord wakes us up and leads us into action. So we ask God's blessing on that. All of us, people of courage, wisdom, quiet, and work. Amen.
Amen.